Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Mr. Ron.
Joseph.
Or Mr. Joseph, sorry. Got to talking about
there
Ron.
There we go.
I'm
to Resistance Radio Live. My name is Joseph Bernard. I'm here with my guest host, Virgil, who is here with us again tonight. And I do like to wish Hurricane Ann to get well and everything. She's not feeling good. And as you all know, she's been on vacation and just got back, and now she's not doing well. So we'd like to send her our thoughts and prayers out there with her. And I'd like to say hello to our fans and everybody that just joined in. We are sorry for Thursday night's show, as things beyond our technical advances were beyond us. So what happened was that we got kicked off the air and Blog Talk Radio had shut down. So anyhow, we're hoping that doesn't happen tonight. So we are going to continue this chapter with Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump. And after the recent events that took place, I figured this would be a good time to pick this back up and everything. And hello, Virgil. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Just like to remind everybody out there, you know, get well, and, you know, we'd love to get you back on the show. We need you. And I'd like for everybody to keep Gunnery Sergeant Lee Ermey in their prayers. We lost him. Great American. Damn good Marine. And the world is a lesser place without him. I can tell you that.
Yep, definitely. I was shocked when I heard about that and
everything.
But he was one hell of a Marine, and I liked all the memes that were out there and everything about him and stuff. So those are my favorites, you know. So, but anyway, I guess, you know, as we all know, the recent raid took place after we talked about our show. About Stormy Daniels, Trump, and, you know, attorney and everything, and Robert Mueller went in and did this big act and went in and sent FBI agents to raid his attorney, Cohen's office and everything. And what I'm hearing now, there's other stuff coming out that doesn't even make sense to me and stuff. So I've kind of lost the words with it, because to me it continues to be a witch hunt and everything. So, what are your thoughts on this, Virgil?
It's going to be on a witch hunt. It's going to be on a witch hunt. It's become an inquisition. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It's become an inquisition. And basically, what has happened? The Russian investigation failed. The dossier was a complete farce. He's proved that time and time again, the only thing he's coming up with is evidence against the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all of these yahoos in the Obama crime family. And the only thing they're coming up with now, I mean, is this what I call supermarket tabloid BS. I mean, it's just
right.
It's all BS. It means nothing. If you don't have anything on the man while he is in office, okay, while he is in office, what he did in his private life, I guarantee you, when Rudolph Giuliani, back in the 1980s, conducted a full-blown investigation of Senate and congressional members having sex with their male interns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you look into that, that lasted about a month before millions of dollars got thrown around as hush money and all this while these figures were in office. And now you're gonna go against a man, a multi-billionaire in his private life. I mean, look at Hugh Hefner, look at Charlie Sheen, look at some of these other movie stars and millionaires and billionaires and rich people and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
You think they didn't hire escorts and porn stars and all of this to do the horizontal bop with. I mean, come on, man. You know, let's get back to the real world. Let's get back to the economy. Let's get back.
Right.
Let's get back to the abortion issue. Let's get back to this gun control BS. You know, let's quit throwing up all these false flags and smoke screens, and let's start dealing with the issues. That's why I would love for people to call into the show, especially these snowflakes, because I would just love to just hear this, to hear what people think out there. And if y'all listen to this, please call into the show. Please get into the discussion. We appreciate it. No matter who you are, no matter what you believe, you can say what you want here. We'll honor your freedom of speech.
Exactly. We don't practice the liberal, you know, agenda of censoring people on this show, you know, and everything. So you can freely speak. They might kick us off the air, but hey, it's worth it to us. But, you know, the call-in number is 917-889-3890 if you'd like to call in and voice your opinions, your concerns, and, you know, and everything about this. But, you know, I feel the same way. It's just like it's one thing after another attacking, you know, Trump's personal attorney, trying to align him with Russian collusion, this and that, you know, it's hogwash. I mean, there's no, they're not, like I said Thursday night, they're not going to find anything.
Well,
you know,
if anybody knows anything about big business, okay? Now, if Trump had financial interest in Russia before he even announced his candidacy for president, okay,
mm-hmm.
anybody knows anything about big business, before anybody has a sit down, this down, whatever down, this down discussion, anybody and everybody knows you bring lawyers in. I mean, you bring the lawyers in. You let the lawyers discuss this, discuss that, set the forum for the discussion at the table,
mm-hmm.
all of this. Bring
mm-hmm.
up the points. Look into this. Look into that. That's their job. You
exactly.
know? And whatever Mueller has seized from that office, I can tell you right now, it is inadmissible in court under attorney-client confidentiality,
mm-hmm.
unless the attorney participated in a crime.
Exactly.
It's very hard, and they're accepting
you know, to lead to that if there was some kind of criminal activity. What I want to know is what kind of criminal activity did he find? You know, I don't think there is anything in there. They're looking for any kind of little dirt that they get their hands on and everything. And I heard this afternoon on the news, you know, about, you know, now there's a third person that's getting involved in this now and everything. So, you know, this is all just a big old witch hunt and everything. And that, you know, the reason why it is because, you know, look, the liberals are running out of excuses, the socialists are running out of excuses, the Democrats are running out of excuses, so they got to keep pushing these little agendas up. You know, look at David Hogg. David Hogg finally went away, like you and I talked about. He's gone. He's out of the picture now. In fact, you haven't heard a word out of him.
He's still running his mouth on Twitter. I spoke with him earlier today. And I told mm-hmm. him what I thought of him, and he never did answer me back. I quoted some facts to him and everything else. And I said, the only reason you're not going to Chicago and protesting the gun violence, well, there's no such thing as gun violence, but the firearm-involved murders in Chicago is because Chicago is a gun-free zone. And all you would do is prove our point to the MAC that gun-free zones are death zones. They're in our society, gun-free zones are a free killing field. That's exactly what it is.
Right. You know, and but you know, then again, you know, listening to Stormy Daniels this afternoon, you know, giving her little speech and everything, you know, to me it's like, it's an insult to the American people that she's doing this to destroy President Trump. And it's like, you know, I was watching a link the other day, and I sent it to you. I don't know if you saw it, but it's some prophecies that were in there that explains why God needed Trump, you know, and everything, because he needed somebody that was going to stand. He said, God said he couldn't find anybody who would stand for America or for the people. And everything. He couldn't find anybody, so he got Trump in. And, you know, if you look at Ezekiel, you know, Ezekiel explains about the wall and why it's important, this and that. I'll talk about that on another show, but, you know, this is all, we all got one last chance to save this country, to save ourselves, you know.
Well, the thing is, Rush Limbaugh said it the best.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is doing everything that he said he was going to do, mostly everything he said. He can only do so much without the approval of Congress and the Senate, and they biting him all the way. But Rush Limbaugh said, because of Donald Trump's accomplishments, the norm, meaning the American people, will never vote the establishment again.
Exactly, you know, but it's like, too, you know, we went in and attacked Syria the other day, and now I'm hearing everybody's, you know, screaming at Trump, yelling, and we're all going to war. No, we're not going to war with Russia. We're not going to have World War III, you know, and everything like that. Y'all need to calm down, because that's not going to happen. But, you know, it's just that this is more propaganda BS being thrown to oust Trump, because the far left, the socialists and the Illuminati, they want to take control of the world. This is what it's all about.
Well, the Stormy Daniels issue, okay? Now here is where, okay? This is what's got me totally confused, bamboozled, and just completely just in hysterics about all of this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
These women, right when Trump got elected, these women running around with their pink little knit hats on in their JJ costumes, talking about women's rights, keep your hands off my you know what, don't grab me by the you know what. And then you have what a porn star. Look at the movies, the amount of movies. This woman has over 1,000 porno movies with men and women, and now she's the moral compass for the women's movement. She's the moral compass for morality in this country. In the words of Walona on Good Times, people please.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't pick a better. I mean, now if Mother Teresa would have gotten up and said something, you know, everybody was kind of you know, but I mean,
right.
to go all in on the last card, on a porn star. I want y'all
who has no credibility.
To think about that. You hear the word, but you don't visualize.
Right.
You know, watch some of her movies. Watch what she does in some of her movies. I mean, porn star. Let that sink in.
And not to mention her personal attorney.
A porn star with a child, a daughter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of moral fiber is she instituting? What kind of moral fiber is she installing into this child by being a porn star? I mean, calling her a champion of morality, that's like calling Charles Manson a group guidance counselor. I mean,
right.
You know, it just doesn't, you can change, you know, you can put lipstick on a pig, you're still a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what she is. She's trashy. She's a skank. She has no moral values whatsoever. And she just needs to go away. She just needs to just
exactly.
Leave
and it's like, and it's like, you bring all this out. Why couldn't they bring all this stuff out 15, 20 years ago? Why did they wait till now? You know,
exactly.
And everything. You know?
Exactly. But what I would like to see, you know, just like the same issue, the same boat, the Roy Moore issue in Alabama. All
mm-hmm.
these women that say Trump did them that. Okay, here we go. There is a device. I don't know whether you've heard of it. It's called a voice stress polygram. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, do you know how it works?
Yes, it's supposed to detect whenever you're not telling the truth, and it pinpoints accuracy on the voice
okay.
detection of it, if I got that right.
Here it is. It's scientific proof. It's been proven time and time again. When a person is telling the truth, their voice gives off FM airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
When a person is lying, a person's voice gives off AM airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
This particular device deciphers the difference between the AM and the FM airwaves. It is
mm-hmm.
97% accurate. The CIA
mm-hmm.
uses it. The Secret Service uses it. It's used all over the world. It's used by every state law enforcement agency in the United States. And it's 97% accurate. 2% failure goes to the operator. 1% failure goes to the machine. So
mm-hmm.
The theory is if you take this test 3 times in a row under the same amount of questioning, it doesn't work off your respiratory system like other lie detector tests do. It is then 99.9% accurate. I would like to see Stormy Daniels, all these women that accuse Judge Roy Moore, all of the women that accuse Trump. I would like to see that damn lawyer, that damn CS check-a-pants lawyer that they have, this woman. I would love to see Miss Pocahontas take it, Miss Mad Max Waters, and all of these other ones. I would like to see Comey take it. And all of this. Okay, if you are so honest and you are so morally straight and Trump is so corrupt and you have all this proof and you saw this and you witnessed this and all of this, take the test.
Mm-hmm.
Prove it to the American people on national television that what you're saying is the God's honest truth. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any takers out there? David Hall. Let's see how you come up on this test. Let's see where you were actually at during the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Exactly.
But,
I like to see Mueller and Comey take that too. Come up there and take this polygraph test as well. I mean, you know, it's like, we have so much of this. It's like last night, I had one of my cousins, I won't mention her name, but her and I kind of got into a little bit of an argument last night. She was like blaming Trump for everything and stuff, you know, and saying that, you know, all Trump supporters, we all need to go out. If war breaks out, we all need to go out and fight. Well, it's like I told her, you know, I would gladly fight for my country because I took that oath to defend the Constitution and defend the people of the United States.
And so did I.
You know,
and I would like to hear. I would like to hear from some other people out there. If y'all listening to this, if you
mm-hmm.
served in the military, if you served in the Coast Guard, National Guard, Army Reserve, Marine Corps, Army, Air Force, Navy, whatever, if you got the number, call in. We would love to hear from you. We would love to hear from people overseas. We want to hear not only what do y'all think of Donald Trump? What do y'all think of
the number,
Syrian issue?
If you like to call, the number is 917-889-3890. Call in and, you know, and please let us know what your feelings are and all this. It's like, you know, just blaming Trump for everything. Stop. It's not Trump's fault. It's not his doing. This is all the swamp rats, all the Democrats, all the socialists. This is their doing. This is their corruption.
Well, it's
this
April.
Is what they
it's
want
it's
you to
damn
do.
Near the, it's damn near May. It's almost it's the end of April. I'm in Morton, Illinois right now, and it snowed today. It snowed. I guess that's Donald Trump's fault because we got out of the Paris Accord, and now all is good
right.
Because we got out of the Paris Accord. Mother Nature's pissed, and now she's causing all this global warming with the snow.
Right. The way I snow up here Saturday, I live in the desert.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You know, but it's like, you know, plus it's been windy. The winds have been like 50, 60 mile an hour winds. We're supposed to have more wind, bad wind tomorrow, too.
Well, it was definitely kite flying weather up here, too. It would have definitely got your kite off the ground here. But Stormy
right,
Daniels,
so.
All of this. But Joseph, what I'm hoping, and you know, I like President Trump. He has made some bad calls, okay,
mm-hmm.
But hey, so be it. You know, the good calls outweigh the bad. What I am hoping
right.
and praying for, you know, but I like him, but I'll never sit down and play poker with him. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. I would play chess with him. Maybe get chess card.
Oh, yeah. But what I'm hoping for is that the reason he's not firing Mueller is that he's basically giving him enough rope to hang everybody. And
mm-hmm.
everything that Mueller has come up with, he's going to have access to unless they're destroying it as they go. But he's going to have
exactly.
access to it. And he is going to do the worst thing in the world you can do in combat. He is
mm-hmm.
going to use his enemy's weaponry against his enemy. There is nothing
exactly.
more insulting than shooting your enemy with his own gun.
Exactly.
And
he's been doing this all, and Trump's been doing this all along. We've said it, I said it, you said it, you know, and it's like, you know, he throws all that bait out there, and they take it. They take that bait like nothing. They grab onto it, and one by one, they actually hang themselves little by little, you know, and everything. And I see this, too, as well. So my main hope is I wish Trump would sign the Patriot Act. That's my wish, for him to sign that Patriot Act.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Boy, that would be the definite fly in the ointment, the monkey with the wrench. And he can
mm-hmm.
do it. He can
mm-hmm.
do it. And that's the only reason why I've got the red ass with him, because he hasn't done
mm-hmm.
it yet.
Exactly, and I think he's just waiting for that moment. Then after it's all done and over with, he will sign the Patriot Act. I think that's what he's waiting on, you know, and everything. But we're seeing all this come out at the seams. Like I said, the Democrats practically destroyed themselves, too, because, you know, for what Joe Biden said about blacks the other day, I can guarantee all the blacks are going to switch over to the red side. They're going to switch over to Trump's side from what I'm seeing and hearing, you know, and all this other stuff that's coming out. They're destroying themselves little by little.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've always – socialism looks good on paper.
Mm-hmm.
In actual life form, it is self-destructive. It is self-destructive because, okay, it feeds upon itself.
Mm-hmm.
It feeds upon itself. And eventually, anything that feeds upon itself is going to run out of food. It's going to run out of something to eat. It's
yep.
going to consume itself. And socialism throughout the world has consumed itself. You know, you see these pictures. You see these pictures of Cuba, all this beautiful island paradise and all of this. You know, take a look at their economy. Take a look. I mean, they're still driving cars from back in the 40s.
Yep. Some of these people are actually begging for food. Some of these, they're not. Look at Mexico. To give a good example, in Mexico and all that. I was down there a couple of years ago, and I can tell you, in Mexico, socialism doesn't work. They got people living in cardboard boxes. You see people begging on the streets, you know, and stuff like that. And it's sad, you know. And a lot of these immigrants want to come out here and have a better life, but, you know, that's the other thing, too. You know, the immigrants, they want to come out here, but do it legally. Become American, become citizens, and do it the right way and everything,
well,
too.
The reason what the people don't know the truth about this is Mexico does not want its citizens to become American citizens.
Dependent.
They do not want documentation. They want the illegals over here because they can extort the United States for more money. They can extort the world for more money. You know, I go to Walmart all the time, and you go to Walmart, you see them lined up. You see them lined up, and you know they're illegals. You know they're illegals. I've seen the fake IDs. Going to Walmart, MoneyGram, sending thousands of dollars back to Mexico. You know, I mean, we're their economy. Without illegal immigration, the whole Mexican country, it would implode.
Exactly. That's why Trump put a stop. That's why he's putting a stop to it. I mean, he's actually put a stop to it. You know, the DACA programs and all that, it's being stopped. It's being halted, you know, and everything. Like I was mentioning earlier, my cousin and I got into an argument last night. But it's like, you know, she was complaining, well, I'm working 50 hours a day. I don't know why, you know, why is Trump not doing anything? You know, why don't you talk to him about giving us a break? I go, he has given you a break. I go, all your hard-earned tax dollars is going to pay off to pay for those free housing and food. I go, you support those illegal immigrants, that's where it's all going.
Well, do you know sometime in May that, sometime in May, 20% of everybody who is getting Social Security is going to be deducted for Obamacare for illegal?
Yep. I'm on Social Security myself, and I'm dreading it because I don't know how I'm going to survive off of it, you know, so go back to work.
And another thing we have to be concerned with, this really got me worried, is these Republican congressmen and senators that are not going to run for re-election.
Right.
You know, to me, they're jumping ship. They're deserting. There's something very strange about this. Something very peculiar. I mean, this is more suspicious than a nun doing squats in a cucumber field.
Exactly. And I was thinking that same thing the other night. It's like, you know, it's like, what's really going on behind the doors that we don't, closed doors that we don't know about, you know? And we know there's a coup coming against the president. We know that, but it's like a matter of when, you know, and everything, when it's going to take place. And I'm thinking it's probably one of the reasons why they're all jumping ship is because of that, because it's fixing to go down, you know?
Well, something's going to happen. There's a pole cat in the hen house somewhere, and that pole cat got George Soros' name wrote all over it.
Exactly. And, what I'm going to say is this to the world out there and to everybody that hates Trump and hates what we're doing, you're bringing down everything on yourselves because you don't want to support a good cause. You want to, you know, all this evilness that's going around right now is because, you know, We disrupted the elections for Hillary Clinton. We disrupted everything that was planned, you know, when we elected Trump in and everything. We disrupted all that. We spoiled their plans. Their plans was they wanted total control, one world order. And how to do that is to capture the United States. Once they capture the United States, everybody else would fall, you know.
The thing with the Hillary, Craig, you know, going down in flames. The issue with that was plain and simple. When you lie so much, when you lie, when you're such a pathological liar and you lie so much that you begin believing your own lies, like MSNBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, all of this, all of them had Hillary from day one, ahead in the polls, and it kept on, Hillary's ahead by this, Hillary's ahead by that, Hillary's ahead. Well, these people sub-believe their own lies.
Exactly.
They had drilled into their own head.
Exactly.
And then they had these lies drilled into all of these other snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, wham, bam, hold up, Hillary, you done rolled snake eyes. Oh, no, it's a fixed game. You know, it's a fixed game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fixed deck. You cheated. You this, you that. And, you know, hey, you know, you're going to blame me? You're going to blame me and my fellow Americans, 64 million Americans? You're going to blame us because you're stupid?
Right.
I don't think so.
Right, and you know, and it's like 64 million, and it's growing every day. I mean, a lot of people are switching sides, you know, because they're starting to wake up and everything. So, but it's like,
I mean,
you
I can make this argument on the gun control issue, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take away everybody's guns, and that's going to cure crime. That's going to solve the problem, the crime problem throughout the United States. Okay, well, if you're going to go that far, well, then let's take the front door locks and vault doors off of all of the banks and leave all the money on the tables in there, because there won't be any crime after you take the guns. Let's try that. Let's try taking locks off of doors and see if that prevents burglary and bank robbery.
Right.
You know, in fantasy land, it would. But, I mean, this is the United States of America. We took this country through the barrel of a gun. We defended ourselves against tyranny. And, you know, the criminals back then, the British Empire, they had guns, too. It was a battle fought for 10 years. And a lot of people died. A lot of people died through the barrel of a gun and a bayonet during the Civil War, during the War of 1812, you know, and this and that and the other, you know. But that is every country in the world. There is not a country in the world that has not experienced armed confrontation for friend or foe, for good or evil.
Exactly. Exactly. You look at the North and South for that war, you know, and everything. But this is what it's all leading up to, you know, and everything. But it's like I was saying earlier, you know, when we attacked Syria the other night, this wasn't just trying to break a war, or Trump's not trying to push war. He was trying to do the right thing by letting Assad know, you're going to use chemical weapons on your own people, we're stepping in, you know, and putting a stop to it. Trump did it the right way.
I kind of have mixed feelings on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't support the use of chemical weapons. These things are something. They're something we wish we could disinvent. They're very horrible weapons to be used against people. Unless you're using something like tear gas or CS gas, you know, something that just irritates the hell out of people. But
Agent Orange. Yeah.
Agent Orange wasn't. It was a defoliant. they still use yeah. some chemical composition of that in farming, and it's, mm-hmm. it has caused people to die from cancer. But I have mixed feelings about that. I think we should just stay out of it. I think we should just stay out of it. Because from experience, all right, these people in the Middle East, they're unspooled. They're savages, okay?
Mm-hmm.
1 minute, they're begging for your help. The next day after you help them, they're trying to kill you.
Yep, yep.
You know?
Just like the Middle East.
if Assad could be overthrown, the only way I would agree that the United States participate in any war in overthrowing Assad mm-hmm. is that, okay, once we overthrow Assad, all you Syrian refugees, you're going back.
Mm-hmm.
You're going back. You're going to rebuild your country, and we're going to help you a little bit to do it, but you're going back.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the only way, because if the reason they're coming here is to get away from the war, well, after the war is over, after everything's done, said and done, peace treaties drawn, however they do it, you know, there's no more war, but there's no reason for you to stay away from home anymore.
Exactly.
You know, you're going back. But
I agree
all,
with that, but
it's all this Russian investigation, the Mueller,
mm-hmm.
the Comey, all of this. The negative propaganda, false propaganda
mm-hmm.
against Trump. It's just like Rush Limbaugh said. It's
mm-hmm.
it's the establishment going down in flames, and
mm-hmm.
they're doing anything and everything they can to save their own ass. Is all it comes down to.
Exactly, you know. But you know, little by little, you know, like I said, even the Stormy Daniels, this will eventually blow over. Once there's nothing there, they're not going to find anything, you know. And if they haven't found anything in the Russian investigation yet, you know, that's why they brought Stormy Daniels out and everything. So this will eventually blow over. But, you know, the reason why I say that, because even though Trump's lawyer might have paid off Stormy Daniels, Trump had no idea. Even his attorney said, he has no idea I did this. He had no knowledge of it.
I can bet you, Joseph, I will bet you any amount you want. Dollars on my end, pesos on your end.
Mm-hmm.
That I can goddamn guarantee you that Weinstein and Stormy Daniels got together long before she messed with Trump.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I can guarantee you that a lot of these people that work in the adult movie industry, Hollywood, producers, whatever, this, that, and the other, I guarantee you, they rode that like Seattle Sleuth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's been ridden more in Hollywood than Seattle Sleuth. I mean, come on now. You know,
mm-hmm.
like I said, say it to yourself a bunch of times. Porn star. Porn star.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
This is a white collar mafia industry. It's a sex industry.
Yep.
It's you know, I mean, you go from being a stripper to a porn star. Stripper to a porn star. You know?
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to go to school today, go to school on career day and say, oh, what my mommy does for a living, she has sex with 15 men at the same time.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, how would you like to be a teacher and hear
I'll answer that. In today's world, who knows?
You know?
Who knows? We got kids out there now that's snorting condoms and and eating Tide Pods. I mean, you know.
You know, that's like this one guy. This one guy, he said about Trump. You know, he walks around with a shirt that says F Trump on it all over the place in California. And he said he's giving his sob story about how he had to explain to his children about Trump grabbing you know what on women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, how do you explain, if you have a problem with explaining that, how do you explain a president in the Oval Office giving sex with a cigar to an intern and her giving him oral sex? How did you explain that to your kids?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I know exactly who you're talking about, Slick Willie. You know?
I mean, these people that support same-sex marriages, support abortions, support all of this just disgusting, immoral behavior, are now
exactly. And all this is demonic actions from Satan himself. I mean, come on.
All of this from these people, now they're taking the moral high ground when it comes to President Trump. Please give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Right.
You know?
Or Adam and Adam. You know?
And then
all these gender issues where there's people are wanting one gender. I mean, come on. We were born with two genders, male and female.
Well,
how hard is that?
I'm in favor of my tax dollars when it comes to defense. My tax dollars going for better body armor, better weapons to help our soldiers in combat. My tax dollars should not be to buy penis to vagina conversion kits for somebody who doesn't know which bathroom to go to. You know, I mean,
right.
You know, you want that, you know, hey, the Army issues, the Marine Corps issues you a K-bar, do the math. You know, you want to be a woman, the Marine Corps issues you a K-bar, do the math. Use your bayonet. You know, don't spend hundreds and thousands of dollars of my tax dollars, you know, that can be used to buy medical supplies to help wounded and all of this.
Or go out and support our homeless or help feed our vets that are out there on the streets, you know, stuff like that. This is where all our tax money can go to and stuff, you know, and everything. But we got to take a little break, and it'll take about a 10-minute break here and everything. So we'll come back and stuff. So, but again, if you'd like to call in, our call-in number is 917-889-3890. If you'd like to call in and do
I said, please do. I'm telling them, please do call in.
Yeah, please do call in. And like I said, this is your show as well and everything. And I know we've had some rough go-ins when we first started. We're still working out some of the bugs here and there. So, but anyway, do call in. I mean, this is your show as well. You can come in, voice your opinions, voice your views. Go off on a limb if you like, you know, and everything. But again, the number is 917-889-3890. And we're going to take off. We'll be back here in about 10 minutes.
The water from my hand, contented as you think I am. the man, you can't run the world again. Baby, just spit me out. Don't worry about, don't think about. Turn your head now, baby, just spit me
And welcome back to Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard. And if you'd like to call, the number is 917-889-3890. We would like to hear from you and from those around the world as well. And everything. So we're hoping that, you know, we're giving some good information out there about tonight and what we're talking about and everything. So anyway, Virgil, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So I was thinking we might cut the show off probably a little bit early because I know you're on the road and everything, and we'll probably cut off
at
here
a
about
30.
Oh, okay.
I was taking a 10-hour break.
Oh, okay. Okay. And everything. So, but anyhow, so just to let y'all know, you know, what we're trying to say to everybody is that all this propaganda, this is all from the Illuminati, the socialists, and everybody that, you know, George Soros, you know, this is all connected to him. He wants to destroy the United States so bad he's willing to do anything he can to accomplish it and everything. And he's almost succeeding. He's almost succeeding and everything, you know. And actually, I learned a little something about Zuckerberg, who is the Facebook owner, that is actually George Soros' nephew.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all
I'll bring this up on Thursday night's show. I want to do a special on this. I'm actually got a little something I was working up. And I was actually working with Julian Assange. We were emailing each other the other day, and I was emailed him last night. And stuff, and apparently Twitter blocked him again. He got kicked off Twitter. So I haven't heard back from him. We're supposed to, he was giving me some information and stuff, and to going into all this and everything. So, and Julian Assange, you know, he's actually a supporter of Google Docs, Virgil. And in case any of y'all don't know who that is, he's the founder of WikiLeaks and stuff. So. And stuff, but I, you know, him and I were planning a little something and everything, but all of a sudden he got booted out of Twitter, so he got censored. And I checked on his other account, and that account got blocked and got suspended as well, so I'll probably hear from him pretty soon and stuff. But anyway,
I'd love
just,
to talk to him.
I actually invited him on the show, and I know he's listened to us a couple of times and everything, but he, but you know. And this is exactly what he was talking about. We were talking about the other night is that, you know, the far left and the swamp and the deep sea, they want to censor us so bad because they don't want to put this information out there. They don't want none of this truth going on out there and everything. So they're going to do everything they can, you know. People like Jim Nesnesh, people, you know.
Joseph, what I'd like to see. Is the American people that are using their brains,
mm-hmm.
the American people that have their head and you know what wired together. I would like to see them start filing complaint after complaint after complaint with the FCC against these major networks for all of this fake, false, and just straight out just defamation of character lie. Because when they talk about Trump, okay, they're actually it's a trickle down insult to every American who voted for him, to every conservative that supports him. You know, they're calling us racist, they're calling us foolish, they're calling us reactionary. They're calling us this. They're calling us that. You know, but time and time and time and time again, the formulas that we have come up with have proven to be successful. Liberal Democrats have had the same freaking strategy for 60 years, and it has failed time and again. I will ask this question to anyone. I ask this question all the time on Facebook. I've gone to Facebook jail so many times by asking this question. Okay? All right. I would like anybody to call in and name one thing that President Barack Hussein Obama did that offered incentives to anyone to better themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for the answer. I have not gotten, the only thing I get, the only answer I get is a lot. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take that a lot and put it in a 5-gallon paint bucket on some little strips of paper, and you reach in that bucket, pull out one of them pieces of paper, and read what it says. What did he do to offer incentive, not only to white America, but to black America,
mm-hmm.
to what incentives did he offer them to better themselves?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? I challenge anyone to give a factual, intelligent answer to that question.
And we'll be waiting when hell freezes over, because there will be no answer.
Oh yeah, I'll be ice skating with the devil before I get an answer on that one.
Right, because they'll be able to give one. So, but you know, they're saying the same thing about Trump. Trump has never done any good for our country while he's been in office, and actually he has. He's done a lot of good. Because like you said earlier, he made a few mistakes, but he's only human. He's a human being. Can't be perfect,
well, yes.
You know, and everything. But he's doing
okay.
Everything he can for us, for everybody.
Okay, Joseph, if you want to know how the American economy is doing, the real truth about the American economy, don't read the Wall Street Journal. Don't go on CNN's Moneyline or any of these other shows. What you do is you take yourself and you go drive down to a truck stop and you talk to some of these truck drivers. Talk to these truck drivers. Come here at night and see the trucks crowded in here, packed in here like sardines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, any truck stop past 8 o'clock. And now these trucks wouldn't be parked here if they didn't have someplace to go. If they didn't.
Exactly.
And it's getting more and more and more crowded. You have bigger companies like J.B. Hunt, Swift, Werner, everybody that are buying more trucks. They're adding on to their fleets. And why is that? Because they have more product to haul. Consumers are earning. People are earning more in America. They're consuming more. Americans love to spend money. They love their luxury. They love to spend money. And as long as they are spending money, I tell you what, anything that you have on your feet or on top of your head, anything you have in your house, even your house itself, every nail, every board, before it became your house, before it became anything, it got put on a truck.
Exactly.
So
and my dad was a truck driver.
You come look at the commodities. You come look at the grain haulers that are hauling out of these mills. You want to talk about the trade war with China? Let me tell you something. There is no trade war with China. Do you know if China were to say, United States, just go to hell. We're not going to deal with you anymore. Everybody, 90% of the Chinese people would starve.
Yep.
So would Russia.
Pretty much.
You could see
so
the ships, the truckloads of ships going to the ports, loading grain out of the silos into those ships. And how does the grain get to the silos? It goes in a truck.
Truckers.
It gets trucked in. Thousands and thousands of trucks. Okay? So if you want to find out how the economy is going, ask a truck driver. Ask a truck driver. And if you hear him complain, man, I can't get home for nothing in the world. These people keep me running. I can't do anything. This, that, and other.
That's a good
thing.
That's a good thing.
Well, you see, surplus in the economy is bad. A surplus is bad. shortages are good. Now, I know that's kind of a cold-hearted way to put it, but shortages
mm-hmm.
are good. They're good in
mm-hmm.
a capitalist society because you have a better demand on your supply. And
exactly.
you have to supply your consumers. Now, you
mm-hmm.
may have a little bit of pricing going up because this fuel, like right now,
mm-hmm.
okay, my truck runs at $3.31 a running mile, but I have a 21% fuel surcharge. You know that if we didn't have it, we would go broke. We would go belly up.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
there has to be. But
mm-hmm.
if you look on the upside of this, that fuel surcharge, the fuel I pay for, the road tax I pay for, goes to infrastructure. It goes to infrastructure
mm-hmm.
of the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and believe it or not, you look at some of these trucks, you may think 10 cents a gallon is not much to put into infrastructure, but when or Petro
mm-hmm.
or TA or whatever, and you're servicing over 1,000 trucks a day. I mean, you look at a Love's truck stop, you got fuel trucks running in and out of there all day and all night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these trucks suck up some fuel. I mean, you
mm-hmm.
know, if you have a car that gets 10 miles to the gallon on gasoline, well, you've got a gas guzzler. If you've got an 18-wheeler
yep.
that's 80,000 pounds getting 10 miles to the gallon, you're doing damn good.
Yep.
So, and it's all about infrastructure. It's all about
mm-hmm.
the companies expanding. He's brought the company, the companies are bringing their money back from overseas. They're expanding
mm-hmm.
companies. All right, these companies, okay, everything, I don't care what it is, they have subcontractors and vendors making certain little parts, screws,
mm-hmm.
nuts, bolts, washers, pressed
steel.
Metal, whatever,
mm-hmm.
steel, you know, and that all has to be brought to the assembly factory
mm-hmm.
to make the product that they want, and it's going to be brought there on a truck. And as long
exactly.
as the truck drivers keep on going, the restaurants stay open, the fuel stays flowing, Walmart stays full of cookies and milk for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You can go, your wife can go grocery shopping, things like this, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
it all put into the system. See, capitalism
mm-hmm.
does have its form of socialism, but it has people who are contributing
mm-hmm.
through compensation of labor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not self-consuming. It's not self-consuming. You see, capitalism benefits all. You know,
mm-hmm.
and unless you're disabled or, you know, special needs or elderly or very sick or whatever, okay,
mm-hmm.
if you've got two strong arms and hands that can grip the controls on a video game and you can go operate a microwave and put your pizza rolls in there or you let your mom do it for you and whatever, well, guess what? You need to get your lazy ass up off the couch and go find a job.
Exactly. Exactly.
And
you know.
to these college students that want to go and get in these classes and major in fine arts in these other just idiotic psychology and all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. Unless you're going to college to be a doctor or a lawyer or a chemical engineer in that
or a radio host.
Or radio host. Okay.
Yep.
Or communications, you know, whatever. Don't
mm-hmm.
expect to come out of college with a fine arts degree and expect to become a six-figure salary earning CEO of a corporation.
It ain't gonna
happen.
I know, because I tried getting into fine arts and stuff, and it didn't pan out.
You know, but the thing I'm trying to say is you benefit more. If young people are listening out there, please take this to heart and look into it if you think I'm lying to you. If you go to your community colleges or your technical colleges, you have a better chance of gaining employment when you graduate than if you go to one of these major universities and get one of these BS degrees that nobody cares about. My nephew went to technical college. Now he works at Dow Chemical in Plaquemine, Louisiana, and he's making $35 an hour.
That's the same with my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law, he went to college, became a technical computer engineer, and for 35 years, he worked in the government, building weather satellite computers and stuff like that. You know, and now he's retired. You know, and everything, he's retired at an early young age. But you know, it's all about the education and stuff which you're getting. But in today's world, though, Virgil, the education in today's world sucks. None of these poor kids are getting education.
Oh yes. Oh yes. There is no such thing as unless you homeschool. There is no such thing as an education.
I look at some of these young kids in my community here in my hometown, and I look at them like, most of the kids, you know, it makes me question, like, these are the kids that's going to run our country someday? Most of these kids can't even run a washing machine. Exactly.
They can't even run a washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to put somebody, you know, I had one. I hate to bring this up because my wife is here and she kind of gets a little, but I'm going to bring this up anyway. My oldest granddaughter had a boyfriend, okay, who was not even 20 years old. He was a few fries shy of a Happy Meal, if you know what I mean. He lived in a total fantasy world. And when I asked him, y'all planning on moving in together, this, that, and the other, what you going to do for a living? Oh, well, I'm going to be a tugboat pilot, and I'm going to be earning $800 a day. I said, well, where do you work now? He said, I don't work. I said, have you ever worked on a tugboat before? He said, no. I said, well, son, you have at least 10 years experience and be able to pass one hell of a test with the Coast Guard to even be considered to be a pilot apprentice.
Exactly.
Oh, well, I got passed all that. I said, okay, so you're telling me that at the age of, I think, 19, you're telling me a company is going to trust you piloting a petroleum ship down up the Mississippi River to the Exxon docks to offload, and you've never done any river work in your life. I said,
oh my God.
I said, okay. I said, sit down. I said, I'm going to tell you one about a little blonde headed girl and three bears. And he kind of got pissed off at me.
I was going to say, sadly, Virgil, that's what some of this generation has come to. I see it a lot. I see it the same way you do. And it's like, wow.
I'm going to graduate high school. I've got into the TOPS program. They're going to pay for my college education. Okay. And I'm going to graduate college with a sociology degree or a business degree, and I'm going to go to work for a Forbes 500 company, work, retire at 40, and then just live the rest of my life, party. Guess what? There is this thing called reality, and it tends to get in your way a lot during life. And what you are living now in your mind is not reality. Not at all.
To me, that's verbal thinking. That's how you think. But it's like, too, they want to start at the top, you know, and everything, but I do see this like you do every day, and I'm like, oh, my God, this generation is so messed up. Even my son's generation, all messed up. They can't think for themselves, most of them anyway, you know.
I'll tell you what.
And everything.
A hard day's work and a cold beer would kill three-quarters of the the next generation in America.
It's like with me. I've been working since I was 12 years old. You know, I was working with a construction company. I was working with him when I was 12 years old, making $50 a week. That was a lot of money for a 12-year-old, cleaning up and stuff, you know, but I saved my money. By the time I was 16, I had about $10,000-$15,000 saved up in the bank.
Well,
I was smart, and I invested that money. My dad taught us how to invest our money and stuff. And it's like, you know, but I always worked. I was a hard worker my whole life. That's the one thing. I always worked, and I taught my son that. He was a hard worker and everything.
What used to tickle me is when those kids would get out of high school during summer break. And he used to come out there, and this was before OSHA got involved in everything in the Department of Labor. And he used to come out there and try to get a job on the drilling rigs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would hear about all this big money you make offshore and this, that, and the other. Well, you know, the good
there's
money
a lot of hard work with that.
But there are a lot of people missing a lot of fingers, a lot of chain men missing a lot of fingers to make that big money. And I used to watch them out there, and they used to grab on one of them big drill stems and come, you know, break the pipe out of the hole, and they would look like the end of a mop on it. I mean, it would just bounce them all over the rig. And I mean, they'd last a day or two, but very seldom. If you got one that would last a week, well, then you were lucky.
Right.
And,
to me, it's like, wow, this generation, though, it's they all, you know, a lot of these generations, too, is on medication. They're medicated.
Well, they're medicated and automated. They become weak to technology. I tell you what, you want to separate the men from the boys? I tell you what, this spring or this fall, what you do is you get out there with a tractor, a cutter, and a hay baler, and a wagon. And you see how many of them can hang for the day throwing hay bales, stacking hay bales.
Right.
That separates the men from the boys. I don't care what job you have. You get out in the open field in that hot summer and you baling hay, that will separate the men from the boys.
Exactly. And I baled hay for a living, believe it or not. And that's hard-ass work, but, you know. My son's done it. My son's built hay. My son's worked in a ranch. He worked with cattle. He knows. But you know, it's like with me. You know, I'm crippled up. I'm a little bit crippled up and everything, but I can still go out and out work for young teenagers. You know, that's sad. You know, I can hardly keep up.
I can't do the things I used to do, but I can still do a lot of things I used to do. But I'm going to tell you what,
same way.
Anybody out there that wants a good suntan and a good workout. Don't spend your money going to a tanning salon or a fitness
gym. Go work
gym.
Out in the field.
Go out there and find somebody. Hey, man, you need some help stacking them bales. Or, hey, and I guarantee you, it'll get you in shape real fast.
Yep. Or go work on a roof. Go work, do roofing jobs. I used to be a roofer, you know. And that's between roofing and baling hay, those are some pretty hard jobs. But I did them, that's how I coupled myself with roofing. But
I got all the respect for people that do roofing work, jacking them shingles. I tell you what, they're better men than me. I did it for
25 years. You know, that's how I crippled myself and everything. But that's a hard job, but it'll make a man out of you, you know, and everything. But,
well, that's the thing. But that's the word. You said the most offensive, obscene word on the program tonight.
Mm-hmm.
H-A-R-D. That is the new curse word. Hard. Hard.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's hard, you got to buy me a pizza. You got to give me a widget spinner. I need a stage space. I need some coloring books and a crayon. If it's hard, you're going to make me become emotionally offended and all of this. So when you say the word hard, Joseph, I'm surprised Miller ain't kicking your door in right now.
One thing is I was never afraid of hard work. I've always been hard working my whole life, you know. Still is. You know, but even my son's mentally ill and stuff, as you all know, but he tries. He'll work. He'll work if he has to, you know, and he'll do it. But that's the thing I taught him is to never be weak and everything. But it's like, wow. But we do got a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Radio Live.
Hey, Hurricane Ann, how you doing?
Well, by the time you show up, we've been sitting here waiting on you. What you been doing?
It's my show. I'm just seeing if y'all running it right or not.
Well, we're doing pretty good so far. So far, we haven't got KF kicked off the air tonight. So we're doing good. We're doing something right.
That's Virgil on there, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's been doing it.
Love you, Virgil.
I love you too. How was Vegas?
Oh, it was good, but Louisiana was great this weekend. I was up there for survival training.
Yeah, I saw all of that. You know you're supposed to check with me before you cross the border and get your pass, huh?
I guess so, man. I like it, though. Them Cajun boys are tough. That survival was tough. So I couldn't do the coaching now. I can't hardly talk. I got a bad cold.
How many sacks of crawfish y'all eat?
Well, this one Cajun made this homemade boomerang and threw it at a duck and killed it. I thought that was pretty cool. So we cooked duck.
Yeah, I saw that. You've been putting into the Aflac commercials, huh?
Yeah, but Deb from Australia said, if it don't come back to you, then the boomerang is a stick.
Wow.
But Cajun boys are
bad. I bet.
Well, Ann, that trip to Las Vegas shot all your political ambitions to hell. You're not going to be able to run for office. You know that. You know, if you run for office, one of them male dancers is going to say that you did something to him, and it's going to be a big one. You are all over your ass.
He's going to say, Hurricane Ann, grab me by the... Oh, well, I better not say it.
I did write the show. The show is PG-13, so...
Okay. Well, I'm glad I didn't say that.
But anyway,
she molested
we got
me.
Minutes.
It was terrible. She molested me on stage backstage. Oh, my God.
Well, we got just a few minutes left on the show and everything. I'm glad you called in, Ann, and everything. And we're going to be back tomorrow night and everything, if you guys like to join in with us. And we had a good show tonight. I really think so, Ann, and everything.
Well,
we covered some really good topics.
I'll listen to the podcast, so in case people don't know there is a podcast, if you missed part of the show, just tune into the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, Scott, I guess we surprised our friend Scott. So I'm surprised our friend Scott didn't call in from Australia.
I wish David Hogg would call. Please, somebody get a message. Call.
Oh, did you see all that stuff I posted on Facebook about David Hogg today? It was some funny stuff.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Is it just me? Or you remember Jack Lord on Hawaii 5-0? Does he look like a midget Jack Lord? Does he
look
like
a
midget
bit.
Hawaii
right,
5-0?
Right. Well, I tell you what. I sure miss you guys on the radio show, and I appreciate you helping out, Virgil. It's been a blessing.
No problem.
So busy trotting around the world, you know, doing all
hey,
my
he's, brought, he's brought up the ratings. Our ratings
stuff.
Have jumped up. Hey, Ann, he's brought up the ratings pretty high on our show, believe it or not.
What? Higher than me? Possible.
90.98% listeners we had on
Way
Thursday.
Way to go.
Show.
Awesome.
So.
Now I'll see what tonight. They got that personality,
right.
You know. So I'm now an officially patched member of Louisiana Home Guard. By the way,
close. I hate to do this, Ann, but I got to close the show. We're right at that time and everything. But we will be back tomorrow night. If you want to join us tomorrow night, if you can.
May just do that.
Okay.
I hope you will, Ann. I mean, it's nice to hear from you. I mean, even though you post a lot on Facebook and stuff, it doesn't compare to actually talking to you, darling. Me and my wife, we love you. We would love. Next time you're gonna come down to Louisiana, please let me know so me and my wife can come meet you face to face, please.
Oh, yeah, I'll be up there probably about once a month now. I'm a patch member, so I'll be going up there.
I hate to do this, but we do got to cut it short and everything, but we'll be back tomorrow night and everything, and I'm not sure what we're going to talk about. My mind went blank. But I do thank everybody for our supporters and all our Twitter fans and everything out there that's been supporting us. And again, I want to say that Julian Astonage got censored again off Twitter, and him and I was working on a secret project together and everything. And I went to email him yesterday and got a notice saying that his account has been suspended. So both his accounts are off and everything. So, you know, I don't know what he did, but I'll keep you all informed and updated on that and what we're doing and stuff. But anyhow, tune in tomorrow night. Huh?
We need to keep him in our prayers because it's a miracle that Hillary hasn't killed him off yet.
Yeah. So, you know, I might need to keep the president and keep him in our prayers and keep Anne in your prayers as well, as she is going through an awful lot and stuff. So, but anyway, we're going to close the show and stuff. Anne, would you like to take us away on our prayer?
I'd love it.
Okay.
Ready? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this radio show, for Joseph and Virgil, and for all of our listeners worldwide, dear Lord. Lord, help everybody remember our beloved co-host, Ron Eichel. We've lost him this year, and we miss him so much on our radio show. Please be with our faithful followers like Bev and everybody up in the UK and our new listeners up in Germany. And God, please bless Donald Trump. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 We'll
and
see
I would
y'all
just like
tomorrow
to end
night.
With, okay, I would just like to end with saying good night, Chesty. And Ron, fly high, brother. We still love you. We still remember you.
Good night, America.
Good night, America. Hurricane Ann out.
Joseph Bernard out.
Virgil Scratch is out.